Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we will be talking about packing for a fishing trip. On this week, we will talk about all the things you should consider when you're packing for small trips or long, multiple day trips. Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, like I said in the introduction, we will be talking about packing for a fishing trip. But before we start the episode this week, I have just a few things I want to talk about. So first off, obviously it's been like I skipped last week recording the episode. I kind of just like took a break for Thanksgiving. I have not gotten to fish much. I fished once in a small little stream near our family's house where we're spending Thanksgiving at, and I lost two lures because of something I'm gonna go ahead and talk about. And I lost those lures because my line hat on my bait caster, my Abby Garcia Black Max, has started to really seriously fray, and it was only 10-pound line to start with. It is getting very frayed. I've caught many fish on that thing. So I just want to make a quick point. Check your line before you go on trips, any trip, really. Check, like, up to, like, minimum 10 feet. Probably want to check up to, like, 20 or 30 feet even, just to really make sure that line is going to be okay. Because if you're on a bait caster, you cast and it backlashes the tiniest bit, and that extra tension on the line is going to snap it. That's how I lost the two lures I lost. And then I lost a couple more lures, just like I've lost a couple more fish, have snapped off because like tiny fish too, like very tiny sunfish, have snapped that line because of how badly frayed it is. So just check your line, if it needs to be re-spooled. I'm going to buy a, like a 500, I'm either going to buy a 500, I'm going to buy a 500 yard spool of 20 pound line, for that reel, because I just always found that line, even if some people like to go really, really light with their line, but I've always gone like heavier than really should be on the reels, and the other rigs that I use. Just because I have found that I don't need that extra casting distance that you get out of lighter line. And that strength really really makes a difference with the amount of lures you lose on the rivers that I fish. Because there are so many logs and just all kinds of trash at the bottom of the rivers. Like I said, I've just always gone a bit heavier with my lines on my rigs. So I'm going to buy a 500-yard spool of that. But if you want to, you can buy a 1,000-yard spool. It'll last you forever. As it is, a 500-yard spool it's going to last me a very long time. You'll be able to spool your combo up multiple times. And if you get not fancy line, like if you get less expensive line, like if you get like some, I've used some like the Amazon RUNCL, like really cheap brand. I've used multiple types of their lines. I really like the merch. Yeah, I think it's called merched braided line. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But it comes in many different sizes, many different lengths, many different colors, many different pound tests, and it works really well. I use it on my big catfish rods. I got 65-pound line on there, and soon I will be using it for my lighter rigs as well. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and talk about the main part of the episode, which is packing for a fishing trip. On this episode, like I said in the introduction, I'm just going to like jump right into it. So first, I got a couple things to think about here when you are packing for a trip. So first up, this is really all fishing stuff. If you're going on a multiple day trip, you're going to want to really, really think about all of the things, like the food you're bringing, what you are cooking that food with, or if you're just like eating sandwiches the entire trip. But if it's like a single day trip, and also like how you're gonna get clean water, because if you're out in the middle of the woods, you're gonna need to bring a filter, to filter your water, as well. And then, but if you're just like this is really mainly for a single day trip, just thinking about fishing stuff and things that might keep you on the water longer. So I'll start off with things that will keep you on the water longer. That's going to be snacks. So granola bars, beef jerky, stuff like that is going to keep you on the water. Like, food, nutrition is going to keep you on the water and, like, keep you happy and keep you fishing probably a lot longer. But really, the first thing that you should bring is water. Hydration is like key, really. Like you will, if it's the summer, you will not. You're not gonna have a fun day. You're gonna get dehydrated really quick if you do not bring water. I've had it happen before, and it's not fun. So bring water. Bring water. It's a really, really easy thing, and make sure you bring enough for the whole day. If you do not have a water filter to filter water with, then make sure you have enough for the entire day of fishing, or multiple days, depending on how many hours you're going to be fishing. So those are some of the things that will just keep you on the water longer, as well as like in the winter. If you're fishing in the winter or in the late fall, make sure you have the proper clothing, I guess is basically the point I'm trying to make. Make sure you have the proper clothing. So if it's winter, don't be in like swim trunks and a sun shirt. You're probably gonna want to wear like a sweater at least, or like a winter jacket even at some points in the winter if you're really hardcore and you really want to get out there when it's cold. But then obviously in the summer, I just wear swim trunks and a sun shirt or a fishing shirt. So next up, I'm gonna get into fishing things. So I'm gonna start off with lures. Make sure you have all the lures you want. You should have that packed the night before at least. I always do mine the night before, just so I'm ready. I can go in the morning, or I guess when I'm done with school, because I usually fish after school on the weekdays. And then rods. Make sure all your rods check the line, like I talked about earlier on the episode. Make sure you have like all the rods you're using are working properly. Basically just like cast it out with like a cast a like a practice weight on. If you have enough space, if you don't live in like an apartment, just like cast it a little bit and reel it in, and if it reels in smooth after a couple of casts, you should be totally fine. I've had it happen before where something in the inside of my reel is broken and it's kind of ruined my fishing trip, as well as the reel, because I didn't think I would need a screwdriver to fix it. So just make sure you check your reels. Also check the knots on your rigs if you don't want to retie your rigs. Like if you're going for catfish, you're going to be tying multiple knots probably that are going to be key in key point in on that kind of like balancing act that is your fishing line and your rigs. So basically there's that. Next up is like I already talked about line, but make sure you have all the rigs you want to fish with, all like the hook sizes. It kind of gets into terminal. Make sure you have all the terminal tackle you want to bring. That's sinkers, swivels, hooks, more hooks. I've had it happen before where I've gotten to the dock that I fish at, and it has and I have completely forgotten. Because I have multiple terminal boxes. There's only one box that has sinkers, hooks, and swivels. I have sometimes before grabbed the box that only has hooks, and then I've been left weightless, which is really not fun. Because then you got like if you don't have any extra weights anywhere, you got to go all the way back, like all the way home, get your weights, and then go back. If you're lucky, you'll still have time to fish, but sometimes you're not that lucky. And so that is basically it. I think I'm gonna really I'm gonna the some of the, one of the next episodes I'm gonna do is gonna be a really, really in-depth look at all this. It might be a really long episode, but for a multiple day like river trip or just any multiple day fishing trip, what you're gonna wanna bring. And another thing I just wanna talk about, I recently got a like as of yesterday, I have got a kayak from some of our family. They didn't really use it. They're old kayaks. They're like 25 years old. They're much older than me, probably like more than twice as old as me. So they are I don't think the brand that are made by is around anymore. But the one we got two of them. The one I'm gonna be fishing out of is a 12 foot sitting side, so not ideal for fishing, but since I'm not gonna be casting a whole lot, since I'll just be like dropping lines out for catfish, it's going to be amazing. I'm very, very excited about it. So you guys will probably be hearing a lot more like a lot more episodes about kayaks on the podcast. And I also kind of made a goal to make the episodes maybe a bit better. a bit longer. I'm gonna try to plan ahead for more of these episodes, because some of these episodes in the past, I've just been throwing together an episode in like 20 seconds and recording it. I'm gonna try to make them a bit better and try to consistently keep doing them every week. So that is all for this episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast, and I'll see you guys next week.